Artwork about his work. A devotion on the statue of Jesus with two children at Lutheran Church of Our Savior. In the cry room at the rear of the sanctuary at Lutheran Church of Our Savior is a table-mounted statue of Jesus sitting with two children. The beautiful work of art depicts an emotionally riveting interpretation of two dear children fixing their loving gaze upon Jesus Christ. A 3-foot-tall work of bronze-painted fiberglass, the statue was produced at the famed De Metz studio in Italy, a family-owned and operated business that was founded in 1872. The statue's acquisition was made in memory of Sonja Heidemann, a former member of Lutheran Church of Our Savior. Sonja herself entered the Lord's glory without ever having borne any of her own children in this world, but nonetheless carried within her a tremendous love for all children. When a person beholds this masterful work of art, they may be reminded of the passages recorded in the Gospel accounts of Matthew chapter 19, Mark chapter 10, and Luke chapter 18. In these accounts, Jesus thrice gives the imperative, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." The Greek word for children used in all three accounts of the Lord's imperative is paideia, which means little children, those who are infants and are therefore at a nursing age. The statue can certainly bring those passages to mind as one looks into the room designated for use by mothers with little children. But it also reminds us of who we are in Christ. For Jesus was also recorded to have said, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein." And also, "It is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." The statue reminds us of our Lord's work in making us to be children of our Heavenly Father. In this life, no matter how old we get, how many years we feebly struggle through, we who are blessed to be God's own dearly beloved children look not to ourselves, to our own infantile abilities to be as such. None of us came unto Jesus on our own. Not one of us thought our way into our adoption as offspring of the Most High. It was the Holy Spirit calling us by the gospel to the baptismal font, where the blood of Jesus was sprinkled upon us, cleansing us of our sin and authorizing us to be children of God. The statue of Jesus with two children reminds us of his work in making us what we could not make ourselves to be. It also reminds us, by way of the King James Version's rendering of the text, that suffering comes with this blessing. In this life, children suffer. They suffer need and want that only their dear Father in heaven can truly supply. As baptized children of God, we too will suffer need and want. Sonja Heidemann knew it all too well in the barrenness of her own womb. Yet we draw close, like the children in the statue, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose word and sacraments have made us to be fellow heirs with him of God's eternal kingdom and eternal life with him in the new heaven and the new earth. We may grow old, our bodies may grow frail and weak, returning in similar state to the feebleness of infants who need the nursing care of others to sustain them. Yet for those who believe and are baptized into Christ, our aged suffering proves to be the precious work of the Lord drawing us ever closer to him, until our earthly travels are complete. It is he who suffers us to come unto him. For of such as we, who were conceived in the corruption of sin, but born again by water and the Spirit, belongs the kingdom of God. Baptized into your name, most holy, O Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I claim a place, though weak and lowly, among your saints, your chosen host, buried with Christ and dead to sin. Your spirit now shall live within. My loving Father, here you take me, to be henceforth your child and heir. My faithful Savior, here you make me, the fruit of all your sorrow share. O Holy Spirit, comfort me when threatening clouds around I see. My faithful God, you fail me never, your promise surely will endure. O cast me not away forever, if words and deeds become impure. Have mercy when I come defiled. Forgive, lift up, restore your child. We pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is that not one of these little ones should perish, and has sent your only Son to seek and to save that which was lost, and through him has said, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. We beseech you to so bless and govern the children of your church by your Holy Spirit, that they may grow in grace and in the knowledge of your word. Protect and defend them against all danger and harm, giving your holy angels charge over them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.